This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The other conversation we want to have is with the Polokwane municipality. They are saying, as they acknowledge the severe and prolonged water disruptions affecting residents, businesses and stakeholders across the city, the situation is not being treated as routine. It is a crisis. So the municipality has escalated the matter to the Premier, Dr. Popira Matuba, and the National Minister of Water and Sanitation for urgent and decisive action. And so we want to talk about this and necessarily what the escalation means, what is expected of it, and other parts that are related to that. We want to be speaking to the executive mayor of Polokwane, John Mpe, momentarily, and speak to us about that issue, that escalation that they are talking about. There have been different engagements, as you would know, about there was a meeting, was it late last year or early this year? Maybe early this year, right? Yeah, actually early this year. There was a meeting, there was even a statement from the office of the Premier talking about the engagements that have taken place and recommitting and refocusing on solving the water issue. So I joined on the line by the Executive Mayor of Polokwane Municipality, John Bear. Mr. Executive Mayor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Amla. Good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Good evening. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Yes. So we understand from the statement you've released that as the municipality, you are saying the issue of water challenges is severe. There have been prolonged disruptions. It is now a crisis. Please talk to us about that description of the challenge.
The description of the challenge is that, firstly, we acknowledge that Polokwane has grown. We've got a deficit. The demand is more than the supply in terms of various offtakes and the water that is needed by the city. We would have 174 is the demand, 174 million liters. We are only at the most getting 120 million liters a day. But what has created the challenge is when the major supplier, which is our utility, Lepelle, become not to be consistent in pumping water from all those two main sources, which is Olifantsport as well as the Ebenezer site. Now, those major sources are the ones that carried our cities. Of course, you've got other sources that are run by the municipalities that also augment what the main sources give to us. Now, with the current situation,
yes,
and Gamla and the listeners, is that once you stop for a day, even if yesterday you've pumped more to Polokwane, you can't say tomorrow I'm not pumping, or I've pumped more yesterday and the next 2 days I'm not pumping, and then we've got zero water coming or flowing into the city. We want a reliable, consistent water supply, irrespective of what you have pumped yesterday. Tomorrow is still another day you need to pump, considering that deficit. And therefore, that consistency is what has been lacking. And we have brought evidences of the water flowing from both the Beneza line as well as the Spekon line that get water from the Olifantsport source. And we have had quite a number of meetings, as you know, previously in the CAS, the water task team, which also had the Deputy Minister Matlobo. And we have escalated the current situation to the Minister, Penny Majodina, who has been very, very much hands-on. We have, for some time, have escalated this matter to the Premier. The Premier has also been hands-on, considering the socio-economic importance, because Polokwane is not just a city, it's a capital city of the province, and therefore its own economic and social inputs is quite of importance. And I always said that the rise of Polokwane, if Polokwane is doing very well, Limpopo will also do very well. Okay. As you know, we've got over and above the high population in Polokwane, everybody, majority of the people, even those that are somewhere else, they've got houses in Polokwane. But over and above that, you've got big companies that have invested a lot, that has employed our people. So it's not just about our lives that we need this water. It's about our livelihood. And therefore, if companies like various companies that, you know, we are all familiar with, you know, have got problems and they are producing their product depend on water.
Yes. Okay.
Should they disinvest from the city,
yes,
the pain will be felt not only in Polokwane, it will be felt across the province, even outside the province.
Now, speaking to the executive mayor of Polokwane Municipality, John Mbeu, we're looking at the decision that the municipality has taken to escalate the matter of the water challenges, saying it is now a crisis, have escalated it to the Minister of Water and Sanitation, have previously continued as well to engage the Deputy Minister David Mahlova, the Premier Dr. Popira Matuba. I see in your statement, Executive Mayor, you say in your correspondence to the Minister, as I understand it, you are saying Lepele Northern Water's attitude and lack of commitment leave me with no option but to consider legal action and stopping payment to them. Please talk to us about this.
Well, of course, that was before the meeting took place that we had with the minister. We will have a meeting on Friday to assess whether the intervention of the task team that is led by the DDG from the National Department of Water and Sanitation somehow is yielding the results. But obviously, from our side as Polokwane, we need to protect our residents.
Mm.
We need to protect our economy.
Mm.
And an entity such as Lepele will have to do its own part as a service provider. And as a water service authority appointed by the Department of Water and Sanitation, we also need to do our part. We've got a legal contract, a service level agreement, which we're also calling upon it to be now to up the game and make it performance-based.
Mm.
That should they not do their part,
mm.
we also can effect penalties when we pay them.
Mm.
We are among the few cities or the few municipalities in the country who pay their accounts, who do not owe Lepele or any utility, whether Eskom or not. We are paying for that record. We are paying almost 30 million rand to Lepele every month. And we are paying Eskom almost 100 million rand per month. And therefore, no utility should have reasons not to give us the best of the service. And we also do not have reasons not to give our residents the best of service. And therefore, with us depending on the bulk water from Lepele or bulk electricity from Eskom, we should be expected to expect more from those utilities. And at the moment, we do have the challenge that we have with Lepele, and we are prepared to solve the problem with them and to work together with them. But there's a point where it is not about how much we talk. It's about whether Lepele has got the capacity to be consistent or not, and that we've got a relationship that is legal, and therefore people will have to act as professionals and understand the responsibility that is upon them, as much as I've got the responsibility to provide the people and the residents of Polokwane with water. As the mayor, they've got a right to be angry with me and the right to be angry with the municipality as a whole. And I also have to get others to be accountable, but also the utility to be accountable for the provision of water.
Yeah.
It must be consistent. You do not say, I've supplied you yesterday. You are as good as what you have done yesterday. If you do something different, unfortunately, whether in local government or in private sector, performance is not only historic. It must be something that you are doing consistently every day as a professional, and we're expecting consistent water flow into the city of Polokwane. And we will also do our part. We've got also responsibility to make sure that those who are responsible for our plants are also doing their part, where we, you know, like Seshego, we have added Seshego plant that is giving us an extra almost 6 million liters a day, which was not there before. And we are continuing to look for other sources to strengthen our capacity as Tepno Deer to deliver more water. And most of these things, whether internal or from the Pele, we will always, as much as I must always be held accountable to the African National Congress, but to the community, to the residents of Polokwane as a whole, I will also hold others accountable. And therefore, we should understand the relationship that we have.
Mm.
You provide water, we pay for it.
Are you saying effectively Lepele Northern Water is in breach of the service level agreement?
As far as consistency is concerned and reliability of water supply is concerned, what we are saying to them is that don't use average, you know, don't pump a lot of water towards a particular event and lapse the following week, and we've got the records. We've got meters that shows that there are days that they were not pumping at all. There are times that they were not pumping at all.
Mm.
And if there's no pumping taking place, you need to notify me if it is a plant. But if you realize you've got a problem, you've got the responsibility to make me aware so that I can make the residents aware of the challenge. But we have said that we need to also adhere to work ethics. We have agreed in a meeting, which was shared by the Premier, that they will also, at night, when people are sleeping, they are not using water in large numbers. They are sleeping. So you pump more water during that particular off-peak period to fill up the Krugersberg reservoirs. And tomorrow when we wake up to reservoirs that are on 50%, will not have a problem even during the day. But if you sleep at night, but your work is about pumping water, I do not know of any power station where people go to sleep at night and start doing the work during the day. So similarly, this is the work that is all about reliability, is all about the lives of our people and their livelihood. You need to be professional enough and always have teams that work in off-peak and make sure we've got enough water for the city.
You also say none of the agreed remedial actions were implemented by Lepelle Northern Water. Now, these are the agreed remedial actions from the engagement, a high-level intervention meeting with the Premier. And, of course, you have given Lepelle Northern Water 30 days to remedy the situation. Otherwise, then you'll take legal action. You say that. But
yes.
Even before that, just before that meeting with the Premier, Lepelle Northern Water had also released a statement where they were saying only what is attributable to them should be attributable to them, that not all the challenges around water are their fault. You'd remember that statement. Please talk to us about these issues.
Yes. Look, when you are a service provider, you do not compete with a person that have appointed you to be a service provider. You do your work.
Mm.
And if there are other sources, as long as you consistently honor your work, relax, we'll deal with other issues. Whenever there is any plant that is not working in Polokwane, we will take action. If there are people who are closing valve, we'll take action on reticulation and other sources.
Mm.
But in this case, we're talking about failure to be consistent and reliable in delivering bulk water to Polokwane.
Mm.
And we will not compete for a space in any public discourse with a company, with a utility. We are a government. We have been elected. Lepelle is not elected by anybody. There was never elections where the residents elected Lepelle. They shall be held according to service level agreement, and we shall improve. Our intention is to also improve it to be performance-based so that when they do not perform, there are stipulations that tell us how we can penalize them. We are now in an era where performance will never be compromised, and impunity will never be accepted. Anything that you do or don't do shall be followed by consequences. And that's what we are moving towards as Polokwane.
Okay.
We're not saying for the problems that they have.
Mm.
We've always been at the forefront to always say that they need more resources. They need to change their to improve their infrastructure. And whenever they are in meetings, whether I'm meeting the minister, I'll always go all out for them to get those resources to improve their plans and all those things. We are not doing that. It's not a blank check.
Mm.
We are doing that because we expect service from them.
Yeah. So there was a meeting on that would have been yesterday after your escalation with the with the minister. What is the way forward from that meeting that had the minister, had the deputy minister, had the premier, as the DG, as I understand it? Or is it the deputy DG?
It's the minister and the deputy minister. This is the extent of the seriousness of the matter, and the premier of the province, as well as the MEC for Cogstar. So you've got all the spheres of government coming together to deal with this problem. So we have agreed that we are going to sign an improved service level agreement that have got a clause on performance based and penalties. We have agreed on that. We have agreed that the tactics and strategies that we have agreed upon in previous meeting to pump more water during the night shall be deployed. And we have also agreed that they shall generally be a different approach, deal with illegal connections, deal with non-revenue water, which is the responsibility for all of us.
Mm.
But similarly, We have also taken responsibility that we will always as well make sure that our plants are also operating at the optimal level, because if Seshego is not working, it will put more strains on Olifants.
Mm.
So Seshego must always work, Technodia must always work, and other sources within town must always work. We must also complete some of our projects that are still on your Sand River North, so that we are always on a level where we are improving. As you know, there are major projects that are happening in Polokwane. The academic hospital need water. The new hospital, private hospital, need water. The new complex, the Green Arc, where we're going to have beautiful hotels there and other commercial centers, creating more jobs. There are new developments that need that water. There are new residential areas. More people want to stay in Polokwane. And that demand we should always try to meet. And that is our responsibility. And we have agreed that this is the responsibility we will perform.
Mm.
And any person that drag us down, whether it's a utility or whatever, we will be able to take action. But generally, we are going to an era where they will have to be accountable, and there will have to be no impunity for any lack of performance from either side, particularly from our service provider, Lebelle. And if there are problems with Eskom, because as you know, they also depend on Eskom to pump this water, to energize some of the plants, the pump stations, the purification plants. We will also act upon it as the leadership of the government, all spheres of government. And we want to really appreciate the leadership of the province, the premier, together with the provincial government, as well as the minister of Department of Water and Sanitation, together with the national government, for the intervention that we're making. We'll have a meeting on Friday to assess the situation and also receive a report from the technical committee led by the DDG.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.